The 74th Revival, the AAA Glidden Tour, is riding through Rock Hill, York County, starting this Sunday all through next week. We have our friends from Visit York County in the studio. We have Andy Clinton, and we also have Bill McCleave. And good morning to both of you gentlemen.
Good morning.
All right, so Andy, let's start with you. What a pretty interesting thing. We're going to see more than 130 antique cars in York County all of next week.
Correct. Yeah, this was a process that started over 2 years ago. Just curious if we could make this happen in our county, and we were able to accomplish that. So, yeah, we have, I think it's 137 cars, all dating pre-World War II. The oldest is 1908, and they can all travel on
the
road.
Travel?
Yep. So
somebody pushing behind.
No, they're
cranking
all working. It's a very cool thing, and you know, you have cars coming all over the country, Canada, New York, California. When you look at the list, they're coming all over the place, and for the economic impact standpoint, they're all staying for a week or so, all in our hotels, eating in our restaurants. So it's a great thing for the community.
It really is. Yeah. Lots of car enthusiasts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Around here. Fantastic.
All right. Well, Bill, talk a little bit about your involvement in this.
Well, my involvement really goes back to when I was a child. I participated in some of the early Come See Me shows for cars, and I've been involved ever since. And I was excited to be asked by the Hornets Nest region of Antique Automobile Club of America to help them put together a tour in this area. Since I'm from here, it was pretty easy figuring out we had a lot to see and show.
Wow. If we can kind of frame this up for folks that might not follow this day to day. So there's a group called the Antique Automobile Club of America, and within that there are various districts throughout the country. Is that correct?
Yes, they're regions.
Okay.
And this is also in conjunction with the Veteran Motor Car Club of America. They alternate years of putting this on, all under the umbrella of AAA.
Okay.
Is this the first time that we've had it in in Rock Hill, South Carolina?
It's the first time, and it may be the only time. It's a unique experience. As I understand it, one of the early tours went from New York to Florida and passed through Anderson, South Carolina. If any of your listeners will Google Glidden Tour, they'll see some videos of some of the very early cars, which originally this was an endurance run to just test the cars to see what they would do.
Man, how do they get the cars here? These are vintage cars. Are they driving them on the interstate, or are they loading them up on a trailer bed?
I think it's a lot of back roads, right?
Yeah, well, it depends. Some people drive the cars. The later cars, the ones that are in the late 30s, they'll drive the cars here. Otherwise, they'll put them in enclosed trailers. Mm. Some are palatial in design, but they take very good care to get the cars here. You almost never drive these cars on the interstate.
Wow. Yeah, if you did, could you imagine the cars of today?
Yeah.
And the kids' reaction?
Mom and dad,
you
should mess with everybody and be like, yeah, one of the tours, one of the days is on 77 at like 5:30. But that is not the case. Bill did a good job keeping them on a lot of the...
They don't go quite as fast as cars today.
Most of them don't. There is one car that may be here that can run as fast as a modern car, but we'll see if it shows up. I'll leave that to the intrigue of the show.
Wow. So, Bill, where can we check out a lot of these vintage cars? We, again, almost have right at 140, as we've learned.
Right. Well, the best place to check them out in Rock Hill will be at the White Home on Tuesday afternoon. Also, there is a real big event going on in Chester on Thursday afternoon. They'll have a kind of a car show there, and the whole town's expected to turn out to see these. So otherwise, they can see them riding on the roads. A lot of them will travel on Ogden Road getting out to the various routes.
You know, if you're not a car enthusiast, there are some people that are, and some people just buy a car and gets them from point A to point B. But whether you are a car enthusiast or you're not a car enthusiast, this has got to be really cool to see how cars were made and manufactured and what they're like to hold up still in 2019. It's probably fascinating to see these cars up close and just see what similarities there are in our cars today and the differences.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's exciting to be able to ride in one or to watch one riding by, because it's watching history in motion.
That is so true. And my dad always said back long ago, cars were unique in the way that they were made, and you could spot, you could very easily tell the difference between the type of cars. Nowadays, he said, they all kind of look alike. So that's another perspective to see from the past to what we just come to know as cars are today.
Exactly. One of the most notable cars that will be on the tour, Model T Fords. There will be several of those and several Model A's, and those are very distinguishable. They're made a lot of them, and you can spot them a mile off because they look alike. But mm-hmm. the rest of the cars are somewhat different.
Well, we know just alone in our listening area, there are so many people that love this. So this is really exciting for those folks to really sink their teeth in and to see these vehicles. And, of course, if you are not familiar with them, boy, what a great opportunity to bring your kids out and just say, this is what you're used to riding in, but this is what you study in school. Even if they do study that in school now, but just to see the cars, it's pretty cool. So it is happening really all next week, but the best opportunity, Bill, as you said, will be Tuesday, September the 24th at the White Home from 4 to 7. The cars will be on site. There also will be food trucks and live music. Bring the whole family out, right? And then there's
absolutely
no cost to see a lot of these cars, right?
No cost, so yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's fantastic.
You just come tour free. And enjoy.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
And get to know these enthusiasts that probably take such good care of their precious, you know, cars. And the fact that they're here for us to enjoy is just
have
a
win-win. Our local vehicle in the Anderson.
Yeah.
The Anderson Car Company was here.
Yes.
So we do have one Anderson, I believe, in the tour as well. So
there you go.
Fantastic.
Have our local flavor.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for doing your part to work with Visit York County to get this tour to Rock Hill, York County, for all of us to enjoy. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you. It's an honor to be able to participate, and I look forward to this town showing its stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
We certainly will. Andy Clinton again with Visit York County. Thank you very much as well.
Thank you.